Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Say, we are blessed.
We are blessed.
Put your hand on the shoulder of your neighbor if you don't mind. Say, happy Rosh Hashanah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Double blessing.
Double blessing.
Double sweetness.
Double sweetness.
Your year.
New year.
It's loaded with benefits.
Loaded with benefits.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Alrighty, kids. Thank you, children. You are dismissed.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen.
Yes.
And I'm so glad they were able to, the kids, that this civics lesson, that we, the freedom we have, that we can send our pastoral leadership right there. And they are right there. And she was able to touch the judge's wife and bless her. And that this is you're part of the, going to be in a few days, head of the Supreme, one of the nine Supreme Court justices.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
And we were right in the middle.
Isn't
that wonderful? That's the land we live in, the freedom we have.
Yes.
And how people can choose cursing or blessing. And you could see the people cursing away and all of that. And it's, I think a lot of them, we just need to come here and get a deliverance from the spirit of insanity. I'm grateful for the freedom, but I don't want to celebrate demons shouting out, get delivered. And you will have a happy life anyway. So, praise God. Hallelujah. And so this is the Feast of Trumpets. And like I explained, people who are maybe have not been aware of this, we do this celebration because these are God-established feasts. So we have the Feast of Passover fulfilled in Jesus Christ going to Calvary. That's the Passover lamb. But by the power of the lamb, they were freed from slavery. The curse of poverty was broken.
Hallelujah.
The curse of slavery was broken.
Hallelujah.
And it says in Psalm, one of our favorite Psalms, he brought them out with silver and gold. There's not one feeble in their midst. And you can claim it right now. Because that's through the Lamb,
Thank you, Lord.
Lamb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is our Lord, your Savior, your leader, your King, our King. Let the King of glory come in. So the days of awe, these we are beginning tonight.
Yeah.
The 10 days of awe. Say awe. Oh. Awesome. And there are, and think of, meditate for a moment, some of the awesome things that you yourself have seen, and give glory to the Lord. We have had in our, for me, certain things that just, I mean, awesome. Say awesome.
Awesome.
So years, many years ago, before we bought this property, we had given away a major offering as we came here to help plant a seed in other, someone else's ministry. And then we needed, we saw this property. We needed by that Thursday $154,000 cash, and we had $500. And then I got a cashier's check. I mean, an envelope from Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah.
And when I opened it, it was a lawyer saying, there's a lady in Europe that does not want anyone to know her name. She got healed under your ministry. And she heard the Lord say, send this to Brother Mahesh.
And it wasn't public. Nobody knew about the fact that we were looking at this land and needed that amount of money. So,
and we opened it. And there was a cashier check from Switzerland, Geneva, $154,000. Yeah,
Jack.
For me, that's
amazing.
Awesome.
So amazing.
Awesome.
Beautiful. And I think you talk about the double blessing. And I think you, a lot of you know the story that as we were with the attorneys then actually signing to purchase the property, we had waited and waited for the estimate to come back, and it just was delayed and delayed and delayed. So we signed and we bought, and there was a knock at the door, and it was a courier that had the official estimate of the value of the property, and they brought it in, and we opened it to see what we had just done, and the value of the property, the estimation came back at double what we had just paid for it. Double.
So in those few hours, the Lord doubled the value.
Yeah.
Not bad. Thank you, Lord. He's involved.
Amen.
Praise God. And in that, this is also the season where during the Feast of Trumpets, that there was the voice of the Lord. They were celebrated at the time in Exodus 19 when the Lord's voice came on Mount Sinai to give them. But it was so awesome that they told Moses, "You do it. We stay down here because it scares the living daylights of it." Not because God's doing anything but hurtful, but it is so fearsome. So the awe we are talking about is such total reverence. It makes you just totally lie prostrate and see, "Whoa, Lord." Men was not involved in this when we had that double blessing of when the Lord's voice said to me, "You know, wake up, Sleeping Beauty." And then in that context, this girl who had been molested got delivered from, she would try to commit suicide. And as she got delivered, she became a presidential scholar. Went to China and now oversees 30 million Christian Chinese believers. She is the one. And just think, I mean, that says, whoa, awesome God.
Yes,
you are
awesome God.
So that's, for me, that's
And it went on and on because that word then went to Lynn, who was the lead guitarist for the then Cowboy Crush women's Western band, who was in a diabetic coma. In the hospital in Nashville. And when Mahesh came home from that miracle, when he got home, they had called asking him to come to Nashville, and he wouldn't do it. And it was the next morning as he was ministering communion to All Nations Church, the Lord said, "Wake up, Sleeping Beauty." And he knew he had to go to Nashville. And Lynn, 3 days later, walked out of the hospital. And the hospital covered her bill.
So, say awesome God.
Awesome God.
So, it is. That's therefore, speak to the children of Israel in Leviticus 23. In the seventh month of the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. By the way, each of these feasts, when you gather, you come to the King of Glory. And God wants you also. He makes you a king and a priest. So God wants, this is also called during the season of Rosh Hashanah. God gives you an opportunity for transformation. And by transformation, I believe, God changes and helps give you grace to change your identity.
Amen.
That you no longer, you are delivered from the concept, "I'm just a slave." God says, "I'm delivering you, making you a king and a priest." All right? So tell your neighbor, you are a king. You are a priest. So you are special because God makes you special.
Yeah.
And he shed his blood. And everything major that happens that God makes covenant is, it's been made by the covenant promise of God. So the shedding of blood is always involved. So when people shake my hand, this, we have this tradition, and we shake the hand. But what it originated from was people would make a covenant. So she would cut her hand here, and I would, originally when you made a major transaction, you would cut here, and then we would shake hands. The blood mingles. That means this is not an empty promise. My blood has been shed. It's in the blood. So this is a covenant then. In a sense, when at marriage, at the wedding ceremony, we often have a custom of taking communion. But that is, instead of, maybe I should reestablish when I do weddings, cut the bride and the groom as you do. No, I don't think it'll go too well. Avoid that man. But in a sense, it is. It's through the blood of Jesus. So we are covenant people with covenant promises. We did enjoy that. Because
yes,
it's not your blood. Now it's the blood of Jesus,
Lord, thank you, Jesus,
that you are connected with. And so praise God.
And there are so many beautiful, very significant revelations of God and his salvation work in Scripture that all come together in this period of this feast, beginning with the blowing of the trumpets through the 10 days of awe into Yom Kippur, and as Mahesh said, all looking forward to the second coming of Christ and the final ingathering. But it brings together the picture of Israel meeting God, as you said, at Sinai, where the first blowing of the trumpet, you read there in Exodus 19, was a heavenly blast that the voice of the Lord then was in. And that brings us over to what Hebrews, the writer in the letter to the Hebrews in Hebrews 12, says, you've come to a higher mountain, a bigger mountain, a more real mountain. You've come to Mount Zion. And it names the company into which we've come. And it speaks of the sound, the shofar blast, the sound, the voice of the blood speaking for better things. So it's so powerful. The shofar blast indicates the coronation of the king. So when God came down on Sinai, he was announcing himself as the creator of the universe and the king of glory. And out of that context, then, cutting the covenant with Israel, you will be to me a special treasure, a people special to me of all the people in the earth. You will be my priests and my kings, a holy nation for me. And we know that that was just, again, a precursor to the people who would come into the blood covenant of Jesus. As Pastor alluded to, the Amidah is read. That's the binding of Isaac, which was a prophetic foreshadowing that God the Father would give his son in exchange for many sons. This is one of the themes of this period that we're entering into. The recognition that the trumpet blast indicates in these 10 days that heaven opens. Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory may come in. It's also Psalm 2, why do the nations rage? And then it says, I've set my king on my holy hill, Zion. Pay homage to him. And it goes all the way into ingathering, resurrection, judgment. One of the main themes moving towards Yom Kippur in these 10 days of awe are a time of repentance and turning, because we're moving towards the Day of Atonement. That means that all of the blood sacrifices that had been shed in the temple every day, every morning a lamb, every evening a lamb, that all of it would come together in one final oblation, if you will, the Day of Atonement, where all the sins of the people would be covered, and then your name is written in the book. And so one of the blessings that is also said at Rosh Hashanah is, may he inscribe you in his book. May he inscribe you in his book. And we see then, of course, the same themes in Revelation 4, where John hears the trumpet, like a voice, like a trumpet, and sees the open door, and God says, come up here. Those are all of the themes of this feast that we're celebrating right now. And the ultimate coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the end gathering, and the final judgment, where all of the judgments that would be against us are on him, and we enter in as heirs of the promise.
So, and it says, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year. That's not a tire. It's for a good year.
I was going to say that. I'm glad you did. Because I thought I would like mess up your, you know.
But it's a good year or a blessed year. So the seal
Hallelujah.
Goes on Rosh Hashanah.
Sure.
At Yom Kippur, I believe that's where it's open. And as you take this seriously, that there's a, among the things that help you as you transition into a new year, a blessed year, it is always where it's needful that we go through this season of repentance. So if you remember... Yeah. We begin our days of fasting saying we're going to have repentance. Do I know? Well, listen, hey, what do you mean repentance? We're doing pretty good. So, we can do better. And we can do even more, be more as a nation and as individuals and families, have more blessing. And it begins with transformation, which begins with repentance. So, repentance is a good word. It's a year, yeah. And we need to examine ourselves where we need to repent. It's a changing of ways. Well, for me, our teacher, Derek's Prince's teaching and sharing on repentance, where we used to go, by the way, she met two wonderful pastors in Washington. Tell them about
yes, this. two of the pastors that joined us on the second day and stayed through the end were from Africa. And one of them came and introduced himself to me, and he was so excited. And he began telling me immediately that as a young man just out of Bible school, he had been in the meetings in Zambia with Brother Derek Prince and with Mahesh, and how it had transformed his life. And he's in successful ministry, and he went on to talk. They're watchmen. They've established a couple of watches, and that's, you know, what they do now with corporate prayer and fasting. And the Lord has just actually moved them to Washington, D.C. And there was a second gentleman that came in also with the same story. And he told a story of how when you would go along, some of you have seen the picture of Mahesh praying for people in those meetings. And Brother Derek was walking behind Mahesh with his hands on Mahesh's back. Well, also in one of those meetings, Mahesh grabbed this young African man and by the hand and said, "Follow me." And that point of contact and that work had a dramatic impact. And here we are 32 years later or something, and that anointing, that grace is still instructing and informing and encouraging his life. And so they were absolutely delighted. You know, I mean, for them, it was as good as meeting the president to get to see the wife of the man of God. So.
Thank you. Thank you. And we would teach as we would, both Derek and I would teach, and the Lord would confirm with some of the great, awesome miracles, but that we can all, it does not matter what color, race, background, language we have, we all need to repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit. And that from time to time, we will need to, it's appropriate and healthy for us to go through seasons of repentance. Mm-hmm. Where we examine ourselves, mm-hmm. just like the typical was Luke, in the book of Luke, we read about the prodigal son, Luke 15, where he comes to his senses and says, I'm going in the wrong direction. My priorities are wrong. And he goes back to his father. And that was typifies true repentance. You're going your way. And he said, God is saying, come my way. Father God is calling you. And he has a great destiny for you as a king and a priest. So I repent. And I do not resent ever God saying to me, you're going in the wrong direction. So you repent. Repentance is change of direction. It's not going and boo-hooing and saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, it may include that, but... It's not so much an emotional thing as a decision thing. I'm changing my way. My priorities are On Sunday mornings, I'll be there in church taking communion. I'll be there to serve in any way because I belong to the Lord. God, the Son of God gave everything. Therefore, all of me now belongs to the living. That's a sign of true repentance. So these seasons, like Rosh Hashanah, is a season of repentance first. And then as we pray, it's also prayer and fasting, the Day of Atonement. And then sow good deeds, sow unto the Lord, and then we reap the harvest of blessing and promotion and favor from the Lord.
May I ask that one of the aspects, I was looking again at the dynamics of Hebrews 12, which is our Mount Sinai, if you will, where the voice of the Lord is there, where God is resting in the cloud and in his presence in our midst and giving us his word. And Jesus is our Moses, if you will, that has gone up into the mountain and is carrying us there before the Father. But in Hebrews 12, it speaks of this discipline from the Lord. And it says, don't grow weary when these seasons come to clean us up and shape us up and, you know, whittle on us a bit when conviction comes and repentance comes. And it says in verse 25, see that you don't refuse him who speaks. And then it's like a warning, which is, again, the 10 days of awe. That's one of the themes. It's allowing us to be prepared to meet the Lord or to meet with him. And then it talks about Sinai there when God spoke to the children of Israel. And in verse 26, it says, I will shake not only earth, but also heaven. And remove the things that can be shaken. So this is a season for us that all the shaky things, we can get free from the weak things, from the things that would otherwise trip us up, make us stumble, or in any way lead us to fall short of our full inheritance and our full blessing and our full being conformed to the image of the Son. And then I love what it says. We are receiving, in verse 28, we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And again, it's going back to the picture of God resting in fire on Mount Sinai and saying, we've come to a mountain where his presence is resting on us and in us and among us in the fire of the Holy Ghost to let us hear his voice and to hear what the Lord is saying in this hour.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova. Happy New Year.
Yes.
From the Bible point of view. Okay. We will have also, we're going to have December. We're going to have Christmas. We're going to have Hallmark movies. then we'll enter into the new year.
You keep saying that. I'm threatening him. I think I'll get in real big trouble for this, but I'm going to say it because it's gone through my mind a zillion times.
What's that?
Pastor Mahesh should have like one of those shut-in kind of weekends with all the Hallmark movie lovers. Right? Yeah.
How many of you like Hallmark movies?
I mean, what a party you can have.
Raise your hands. Keep your hands up.
What a party. What a party that would be. I think of that every time he brings up Hallmark movies.
I consider you some of the most intelligent people of this congregation. With pure hearts and hopes and good. Anyway.
You're awesome. You're amazing.
So, but this is, according to God's eye, on God's calendar, this is the Jewish New Year beginning. And so we are going to stand up. Let's stand and receive on this Rosh Hashanah.
Amen.
By the way, the sun goes down tonight. That's
hallelujah.
Where the official beginning.
Thank you, Lord.
Of Rosh Hashanah.
5779.
9. That's right. 9.
That's run around my house 9 times
nine,
or something.
9 means benefits.
Yes.
Okay.
The perfect will of God.
Manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. Nine, there are nine gifts. So may you get a fresh zap of the gift of faith, of the gift of wisdom, of the gift of miracles, the gift of healing. All of these are among the nine gifts of the Spirit. And I want to tell you, and some of us experienced it, I'm so glad for the Rooneys being here. And I mean, way back, and several ones who, when the big outpouring came up approximately 40 years ago, of the charismatic, it affected the whole nation.
Yes.
And the gifts of the Spirit came in such an amazing, and I mean, that you can't, like I was talking about the awesome thing. I remember I was there with John Wimber doing one of his pastor's conference, about 4,000 pastors. And I was doing a morning session. And I said, 4,000 of you, but there is a one here. Your wife baked 9 small loaves of bread.
That's right.
They are there in your bag.
Yeah.
And I have a word for you. Now, how many would get freshly baked loaf? 10. I got the specific number even. I said, come over here. And he came. It was Cheyenne.
It was Cheyenne.
And his wife had made 10
loaves. We never met him. Freshly. That was the first time meeting him.
Yeah. And we never. Now he's a real friend. You know, wonderful pastor in L.A. And I said, there's a beginning point of your ministry. And he has now giant organization that has touched hundreds of thousands of people around the world. But that, I would say, was one of the trigger points.
Yeah.
But just think, I mean, there's no way I would know. How would I know a woman, a wife is giving 10 loaves, small loaves, and the man is carrying it in his briefcase? Even that, see, that's God wants to give you, each of you, fresh impartation of a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, that you can say, listen, I see you like in the Gwangju airport. You have a son, you have a husband who's not serving the Lord. This son is in the Air Force.
Receive.
And I mean,
receive a fresh impartation of the gifts of the Spirit.
Manifest. And then you can tell him, and God is saying, you need to come to the Lord. You need you don't just come with, well, you know Jesus. I mean, that's wonderful, but when you come with certain other things added, I mean, glory. May the glory of the Lord back you up in these 9 gifts of the Spirit, and may you manifest afresh the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus. And may the 9 Beatitudes live through you,
Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am in agreement.
I am in agreement.
That I and my family.
That I and my family.
Our church.
Our church.
Our nation.
Our nation.
We are having a good year.
We're going to have a good year.
God's plan for me.
God's plan for me.
My family.
My family.
We're going to have a great year.
We're going to have a great year.
Full of manifestation.
Full of manifestations.
We speak blessing.
We speak blessing.
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 On this new year.
On this new year.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you. Turn to your neighbor, say Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget your bit of honey.
And you got a bit of honey out there. We'll give do we have a song, Michael, we can sing?
Yes.
That's a Hebrew song?
Yes.
A Shana Tovish, Tovaish? Shana Tovaish. The healing team will come, and if you want prayer, you can come. If you want to join the church, come up. If you want to give a life to Jesus, come on up.
They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out its work. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. Oh, the Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. Oh, the Lord utters his voice before his army. Zion, Zion, sound the alarm, yeah. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is on high. The Lord's right hand is on high. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is on high. The Lord's right hand is on high. The shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is on high. The Lord's right hand is on high. Sing for joy in the Lord, you righteous one. In the Lord. Sing for joy in the Lord, oh, you righteous one. Sing to him a new song. Let your heart rejoice in him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. Sing for joy in the Lord. You righteous one. Sing for joy in the Lord, oh, you righteous one. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. With shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is on high. 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 With shouts of joy. Whoa, 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 whoa.
hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.